sitting next to
Voice of Indonesia.
exposed to tranquility. With scenic landscapes bordered by the sea. Here, mythologies become principle. And religions create the cornerstones of life. It is contained in the arts and crafts, where celestial ceremonies become part of popular culture. Legacies of glorious traditions, where folk tales are regarded as guidebooks to perfection, honed over centuries. Yet possible to experience within a few hours. Experiences you can take home. Here, art preservation is a tourist attraction. History is a living monument. Shopping is meaningful. See world-famous resorts compete with local means of accommodation. Enjoy natural kindness. Or the excitement of exploring nature with endless stories to tell and never-ending feasts. Never-ending possibilities to get more out of life and journeys. Yogyakarta.
Top Indonesia.
Relaxing at the seashore and enjoying sunset is always the right choice when you are having holiday. You can enjoy amazing sunset at Tanjung Setia Beach in West Lampung. It takes about 8 hours from Raden Intan II Airport, Bandar Lampung, where it is located around 273 kilometers or around 6 to 8 hours trip from Bandar Lampung City. Tanjung Setia is located along the western beach near the South Bukit Barisan National Park. The waves at Tanjung Setia Beach is known as one of the best waves by surfers throughout the world, and it is similar with the famous surfing spot in the world, namely in Hawaii. Tanjung Setia Beach is sharply at the big streaming line of the Indian Ocean. Unfortunately, the beach is not quite popular yet for surfing competitions like in Bali or Lombok. There are only some surfers who know the beach that is quite interesting for surfing. During surfing session on June to August, waves at Tanjung Setia Beach can reach up to 7 meters high, stretching around 200 meters to the shore, which makes it good for place for surfing. Some related parties do some efforts, including by organizing competitions in order to promote the beautiful scenery of the beach to both local and international visitors. In early May 2019, the beach has become a place for international surfing competitions. The competitions attracted surfers from 23 countries. All participants say that the waves at Tanjung Setia Beach is truly perfect for professional surfers. Tanjung Setia Beach has white and soft sand which stretches along the beach. There are many palm trees at Tanjung Setia seashore, which makes it more beautiful. In addition, Tanjung Setia offshore is also a fit location for fishing sport lovers to catch abundant fish. There is a giant blue martin fish which is known as Iwa Tuhuk by local people. Blue marlin can have weight up to 50 to 70 kilograms with the length spanning around 170 centimeters. Listener, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for still joining us, Indonesia Today, from Voice of Indonesia. VOI listeners and viewers, Nusantara Capital City Authority, or OIKN, has said Nusantara City in East Kalimantan Province will be designated as the country's political capital in 2028. Head of the Nusantara Capital City Authority, Basuki Hadi Mulyono, said on Saturday President Prabowo Subianto aims to make Nusantara the country's political capital by 2028. In view of this, the President has directed the Nusantara Capital City Authority and the Ministry of Public Works to review the design for the office complexes of legislative and judicial institutions in Nusantara City. The Ministry of Public Works has created a basic design for the ecosystem and the complexes housing the buildings of judicial and legislative institutions. However, President Prabowo has called for a review and re-evaluation of those designs. To accelerate the development of Nusantara, the government and the House of Representatives have agreed to allocate around $3 billion in the 2025 state budget. The Nusantara Capital City Authority and the Ministry of Public Works aim to complete and operationalize the judicial and legislative ecosystem in Nusantara by 2028.
Manado, where life flows in gentle streams that are genially inspiring, handy in craft, beaches that energize, lakes that provide livelihoods, is a land that has embraced Christianity, hosted important events with its innate hospitality, exotic culinary delights, sea is marvelous, famous among divers, cherished by the locals. This is the life that blends the old and the new, that does not forget natural wonders, an adventure of its own, easily accessible, still fascinating. Life in North Sulawesi. Wonderful Indonesia.
Tinggal. hilang di dana.
Sim kuring miniti muji, anabut naman ng awa, umuradi dunya kabe, anu asi di akhirat, dipuji tepagat-pagat. Madamal bumi tujuh serta gemesina pisan.
Majalengka in West Java is located in between Sumedang and Cirebon. It have a diversity of art, among others, Gao, that can still be found in Kurul and Burujo villages. Gao thrives in Majalengka along with the inclusion of the teaching Islamic by Prince Muhammad of Cirebon. A Gaok performer named Rukmin explained, Gaok is a mamaw's performance, or in English means reading or reciting a text. In a Gaok performance, the players would present chronicle stories or history in loud or high-pitched voices.
Kesenian tersebut termasuk seni sastra jenis mamawacan.
This is actually a literary art called Mamachan or Wawachan, which stands for Wawar Anu Kaachan, meaning to tell to those who do not know. It is performed without a stage at certain events such as the customary rituals or ceremonies such as Ngayun or childbirth by exposing the stories such as Baba Cirebon, recited by 4 to 6 performers. Even more, dressed in kampret or typical Sundanese attire, complete with headband, led by a pengawawit or director and interpreter of mamaos, arranged in the order 1. Tatalu, free show music, 2. Lalaguan, songs of praise, and 3. Dance, and 4. Is show. The musical instruments used are 1. Gong buyung and 2. Manaka made of bamboo. The duration of the show used to last all night long. Now it is only about 2 hours in which the players alternately sing songs out loud. That's why it's called Gaok, which is taken from the word ngago rowok or shouting in pupu or kakawen or traditional form of poetry in Sundanese language.
Suara yang keras sehingga dinamakan gaok, yang diambil dari kata ngago rowok berteriak dengan bentuk pupu atau kakawen.
To Asikin Hidayat, an indigenous local community leader, showing the beauty of the voice or sound has been done by people since ancient times, not only in Majalengka, but also in the whole land of Sunda. The oral art performance that relies on human voice in Majalengka called is Gaok, in other Pasundan areas is called Baluk.
Istilah Gaok merupakan istilah kesenian Beluk yang ada di daerah Majalengka.
Gaok is the term for Beluk in Majalengka, which was born and developed from the habits of the people in the past, whose livelihood mostly was farming in huma or the field. At that time, inadvertently, they found the beauty of the human voice. That is when they communicated with each other from one huma to another, which at the time was a wilderness. Beluk today is generally considered to be the voice or vocal performing arts only played by man using a wawachan when a baby is born. However, if go back to the original sense of beluk, what is being performed today is completely beluk anymore. Beluk itself is performed late at night if it is a night-long show. Beluk actually is a dynamic show, not just a monotonous intern of Ratin Chak Buhung or Old Stories. The show in Dago area is called Sicilio.
That was a description of Gauk after Javanese Wawachan came and began to influence Sundanese through the feudal and Islamic scholars in mid-17th century. Gauk had become a medium of propagation of Islam in Majalengka before people got to know the reading culture, because before that, they only knew oral literature or storytelling.
Ya, seperti halnya di daerah lain, tradisi sastra
as in other areas, in Majalengka, literary tradition begins with the development of oral literature. It spreads through a number of ways, through fairy tales from individual to another individual, or through performing arts. In Majalengka, they are rhyme and gauk.
According to Asikin Hidayat, a Majalengka literary figure, Gauk is closely related to writing or literary tradition in Majalengka because many literary figures like Ayu Prasidi wrote stories or popo or Sundanese tansa, which become the material for Gauk.
Setelah Ayu Prasidi dan Ayat Rohaidi, silih berganti.
After Ayu Prasidi and Ayat Rohaidi, many Majalengka emerging writers have come and gone, yet today no one has been able to match them both. Those who appear in Indonesian literature include Erwan Juhara, Benny R. Budiman, Ahmedia Tatang Koswara, Erga Yopi Cahya, Sumata Rahmat Iskandar, Kijon Hasan Marif, Maman Imanullah Bagik, Hima Kumala, Mehmet Rahmat Taweb, Joni Ari Adinata, Nandang Darana, Ahit Hidayat, Datum Sukarsa, and Nesitewa. While those expressing their works in Sundanese among others are I. Wangsa Diharja, Ahmedia Tatang Koswara, Sumata Rais Purwa Cerita, Tatang Riyana, Mehmet Durrahman, Asikin Hidayat, Oom Sumara Deuci, Maman Nasya, Hajah Amalina Nurrahma, and Lismia.
Wasman, head of the Department of Culture and Tourism section, Majalengka, revealed that literary activity in Majalengka currently is developing quite well. For example, Rais Purwacarita, who is a fairly productive in writing literary prose. One of his short stories, Kuwung Kuwung di Lawang Gintung dan Tukang Gantung, or Rainbow in Lawang Gintung and Tukang Gantung, received Charpon Pinilih Mangli Award, an award for best short story from Mangli Magazine.
Mengenai produk kegiatan sastra di
The prospect of literary activity in Majalengka actually quite hopeful, especially now there are many regional newspapers or magazines that could publish their works. However, local newspapers or magazines are not tolerant enough to give a literary space.
Cukup toleran untuk memberikan ruang sastra.
Gauk today has become a rare performing art in Majalengka and requires serious attention in supporting them. In this case, it is necessary to encourage regeneration through art education, in practice as well as in appreciating, so that it can be preserved as part of Indonesia's cultural richness.
Ariya anuna holis nalapun wangsa harja etangaran sim kuring teh bisi duluran teterang kulur kuringnya tempat belakulon kuring matunya eta di sisi sawah.
RRA Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRA Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
The song is about long distance relationships. I normally do long distance relationships.
Padanya, tuhai music, dance, art performances from Indonesia and abroad only on The Session. Every Saturday, 9:15 Jakarta time, only on Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia's House of Representatives plans to establish a team tasked with monitoring the handling of a shooting incident targeting Indonesian migrant workers by officers from the Malaysian Maritime Enforcement Agency in Malaysian waters. the House Deputy Speaker Sufmi Dasko Ahmad noted in a statement cited on Monday that the Parliament deeply regretted and condemned the alleged excessive use of force by the officers, which led to the death of an undocumented Indonesian migrant worker. Moving on to Indonesia's Pancasila Ideology Development Agency perceives President Prabowo Subianto's state visit to India on January 23rd to the 26th, 2025 as a means to solidify geopolitical alliances in the Indo-Pacific region. Darmansyah Jumala, a member of the Agency Board of Experts for Foreign Relations Strategy, noted Indonesia and India have mutual interests across various domains, including defense and economic cooperation. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Sky full of stars.